You could have all this money in the world invested, but when you're done playing and you don't got income coming in, all right, I can say I got $100,000 in the stock market and oh, it's up 50 grand. Unless I'm you know, pulling that money out, that's speculative. It's going up, it's going down. Like, unless you're pulling it out, then what's that 50 grand doing for you? When I'm done playing, I need checks. I need money coming in. And that's why I talk so much about passive income and mailbox money. It's that exact concept of, you know, having money coming in monthly or regularly, quarterly at least, that's bringing you in actual cash.
So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over. Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, I appreciate you for rocking with us and rocking with the podcast, but this could be your first time, right? So let me tell you exactly what it is and what we do each and every single week. We continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you, fam. I don't care where you are right now, but most importantly, everyone on this show has answered the question we have all asked ourselves at some point in our life. And that school's over, now what, right? Like, what do? Do we continue to try to, you know, become the biggest boss of all time in our career field? Or do we become our own boss? Or perhaps you're starting the entrepreneurship journey and you're struggling but want to know the secrets. You want to learn a free game on how to make things work. Well, because of you, this show has blown up. And we've been featuring some amazing people from Estelle, Ed Mylett, Grant Cardone, Matthew Knowles, you name it. But this show will be nothing without you. And that's why I like to always kick this thing off with the review of the week. This week's review of the week comes from Ignite You, and they wrote a must listen to podcast. Great information with right on point delivery. I appreciate the candidness, real and necessary conversations. Great meeting you at UA Live in New York and now listening to your podcast. Impactful. Listen, Ignite You, I appreciate you. And perhaps right now, right, you've listened to this show. You've gained something. You've gained something that has completely been mind-blowing. The only thing we ask is that you're listening to us right now, Apple. Scroll to the bottom of your screen, smash that 5-star rating, and leave your review. Or perhaps you're now listening to us on Spotify. Spotify has the ability so you can rate the podcast. Smash the 5-star rating there. And be sure to subscribe. If you're a visual person, all right, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, School's Over, Now What, and make sure you are following the show. It has helped us do tremendous things. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Have you ever thought about starting a podcast? No, like, fam, for real, like starting a podcast, getting on a mic and having your own show, but you've been a little confused about where to start at, on what mic choice, on what computer, on what software. How do you make this thing happen? Well, listen, I got it covered for you. If you scroll to the bottom right now in the show notes, click the link, grab my free podcast starter kit. Listen, podcasting has changed my life. In fact, it's helped me leave my 6-figure job and do what I'm doing today. And I want to teach you how to do it. So click the link in the show notes today and grab my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsover. Now what? For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and impact communities. You also get exclusive content nobody else can see. Fam, we might even start merch. Visit patreon.com/schoolsover. Now what? And become a Patreon today. All right, let's get into the reason you click that button. We're back with another spectacular guest. He is currently in the NFL and he is crushing it, playing for the Arizona Cardinals. The one and only outside linebacker himself, Devon Kennard, is on the show. And I'm excited for this one because not only are we going to learn
like what he learned growing up as a child. I mean, his dad is only a Super Bowl champion. We're also going to learn the importance, though, of being in the right environment. How did he get to where he is today? How did he, you know, go to USC, but then go off to the NFL and be successful? But what I like so much about Devon is that it's beyond just the football. It's beyond just being an athlete. What's important to him is generational wealth and legacy. And also, guys, we're going to show you the ways that you can start building this for your family. Sit back, grab your pen, your paper, however you take notes, and enjoy this new episode with the one and only Devon Kennard. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. You know, we bring you the best of the best. And if you are anybody who has held a football in your hand or thought about, you know, going to the NFL, we got the one and only Devon Kennard is in the building. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
Man, listen, man, I was excited to do this. You know, whenever we got somebody that has truly, you know, achieved something in life, you know, on and off the field, it's always an opportunity to really tell your story here. And our audience right now, fam, they love show notes. They love going down. They're probably already on your Instagram profile. But for those of them that are, you know, just now learning who Devon is, take us back to like the young kid growing up. Where are you from?
I'm born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. But I had a dad who played 13 years in the league. So one of my earliest moments when it comes to football is being on my dad's shoulders when he won Super Bowl in 1996. Wow. So, you know, I grew up in a household where we have a Super Bowl trophy in the basement, and my dad would break out the ring anytime he wanted to kind of, you know, show me, hey, this is what you're aspiring for. So that's kind of my, you know, passion and initial desire to play the game came from.
Oh, that's dope, man. Like you come from, you know, a family of champions. And I can only imagine, right, if you ever was talking junk on the field, how fast he probably would go grab that ring.
Oh, yeah. And quick in a hurry, like, man, you ain't done nothing yet. Look what I accomplished. And, you know, played 13 years. So even now, he was like, do you got a ring yet? Have you played 13 years? I don't want to hear it. all right, you got it.
You know what's crazy when you think about it too, right? Like I think that's almost an understatement, but it shows just his durability, right? His focus. 13 years in the NFL, fam. That's a huge accomplishment.
Man, you kidding me? 13 years, and that's when they was playing like every day was 2-a-days, full pads every day throughout the whole year. It was a lot different than it was then. So the fact that he played 13 years. But in that kind of NFL atmosphere, you know, I always say hats off to you because I'm going into year 9, and I can tell you I'm pretty certain I ain't going to be trying to play for, you know, till my 13th or 14th year. But, you know, we'll see how it goes, though.
Absolutely, fam. Listen, I think it's important right now that we talk about this, right? As a kid growing up for you, right? Like, you know, obviously your father was a huge impact, but I can imagine, you know, being on that field, there was some, you know, adversity that you had to go through. Like, what were some of the things that, you know, you went through at a young age that had you almost saying, you know what, I might not love the game?
Well, you know, I think it really boils back down to kind of seeing where my dad grew up. Like, I'm second generation in the NFL, but my dad made sure he takes me back to Stockton, California, where he grew up. It's historically one of the worst cities in the country when it comes to violence. And it's like, you know, that was motivating and inspiring for me because it's like, man, he really had to get it out the mud to put my family in a position that we're in today. Mm. And it was like, man, I always had a chip on my shoulder. It was like, man, he's giving me a lot, but I want to go and get more. Cause it's like, if he can dig himself out of the environment and situation he was in and put us where we was at, I felt like it was my turn to, you know, take the handoff and, you know, do what I need to do with it to take my family to the next level. And that's always been a motivation for me, growing up. And when I was a kid, it was like, I was too big. So I had to play with older kids. And that was humbling. You know, I'm playing with kids 2-3 years older than me, but they're my size, but size and like intellect and knowledge and you know, power even, it wasn't the same, but it made me grow up quick. And I got to the point where, you know, I'm balling and playing with kids older than me. So when I started playing with kids my age, I'm like, man, this is a breeze. And, you know, it kind of, you know, took off from there.
Oh man, yo, Devon really just gave y'all a hack right now. If you growing up right now, your body's a little bit bigger, yo, you might need to start playing around the right people, which also speaks though to the importance of understanding and being in the right environment, right? Like what have you learned by, you know, being in the right environment?
Man, I think you got to surround yourself around people that you aspire to be like. And, you know, because if you don't do that, then you start falling back to what everybody else around you is doing. And for me, I wanted to be surrounded around people that was achieving greater than I was and had just as big, if not bigger, dreams than me, because it always pushes you forward and makes you want to better yourself. When you're surrounded around people who are set or are comfortable with where they're at, it's inevitable. That kind of weighs down on you and you start to act and become the same way. And I didn't want to be that way.
Let's talk about it, right? You didn't want to be that way. You know, one thing that I say, you know, let's get Devon on the show is because I believe you are one of those athletes that like is currently playing, that it's already thinking bigger. You know, I think of, you know, a couple of people that come to my mind. We see what, you know, Draymond Green is doing and stuff like that. But for you to be out and about speaking, talking about things like generational wealth, where did that come from?
I would say it came from when I was in college and even my senior year of high school. I started to have some injuries and I've realized, like, man, I don't know if football is going to end up working out for me. I've dealt with injuries. I tore my pec off the bone. I've had a grade 4 microfracture in my hip. I've had labrum surgery. I've had 2 surgeries on my hands. So I've gone through quite a few injuries and it was like, dang, am I going to make it? And it made me ask myself a question. What do I want my life to look like? And do I want it to look like that with football or with or without football? And when I made a decision, it was like, man, I want to be able to do what I want, when I want, how I want, and where I want, whether I'm playing in the NFL or not. And once I made that decision, it's like, all right, I got to get it on the field, but I also got to get it off the field and figure out how I'm going to make it work either way. And that's been my motivation and kind of my driving factor since college.
And you look at life, right? One thing about life, if you live long enough, you begin to see, you know, some of the amazing things that come with life, right? Getting married, you know, having, you know, children. I know, you know, you have, you know, children. What has, I think it's your daughter, what has she taught you about life and maturity?
It made me realize I now have 2 kids. I have a 3-year-old and an 11-month-old.
Congrats,
man. Two little girls. And the thing I've learned with being a parent is how selfish I was and how selfless you have to become. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about what you want all the time. It's not about where you want to be, what you need to do. You know, I'm constantly having to think about, especially a person like me who wants to achieve and do so much in my life. I have to factor that in with how much time I'm spending away from my girls, the needs that my wife needs, how I'm going to be able to help her. You know, I got all these aspirations, but I'm busy during football season. When it's off season, all right, I could go and chase all these other dreams. But like, what about my family? What about my 2 little girls? They need my time. They need my attention as well. So, you know, I would say the selflessness I've learned, patience is another thing. You know, you got to be my 3-year-old. She going crazy right now. She going through a phase where she talking back a little bit and all those things and being patient and really teaching her. And, you know, principles that I think are going to go a long way in life. You know, those, I think those are the 2 biggest things I've learned with being a parent so far.
Yo, that's real, fam. And, you know, for me, you know, I got 3 kids. At one time I had 3 under 3. I have, you know, the daughter and the 2 sons, but my daughter is 4 going on 5. And you would think she was 25. It's something about, you know, that three to five range, man. They learn words. They watch enough TV shows. They know how to talk back to you and hit you where it hurts.
What? My daughter last night, I made her go to bed. She told me, I don't like you, daddy. You're a mean daddy. I'm like, come on, man. Because I'm telling you, you got to go to bed.
Like, man, listen, geez. we get the mean daddy by at least once every 2 weeks, man. It hits different, though, because even if you're trying to, like, be like dad and teach him, a part of you like, all right, I'm going to chill out a little bit.
Yeah. Facts.
A part of it's going to do it for you, man. Listen, man, I can only imagine now, though, right? When we talk about generational wealth, one of the things, though, that you know, have made it like a staple to kind of educate, you know, people who look like me and you on is real estate. Let's break it down, fam. You know, why real estate? And can you break down, you know, what can real estate do for a lot of people right now that's listening?
Yeah, so I think the main thing, reason why it became real estate for me is a lot of people talk about like investing and growing your net worth and all of that. And I've realized through being a professional athlete and observing, you know, my dad and just other professional athletes growing up, that you could have all this money in the world invested, but when you're done playing and you don't got income coming in, all right, I can say I got $100,000 in the stock market and oh, it's up 50 grand. Unless I'm, you know, pulling that money out, that's speculative. It's going up, it's going down. Like, unless you're pulling it out, then what's that 50 grand doing for you? Mm-hmm. When I'm done playing, I need checks. I need money coming in. And that's why I talk so much about passive income and mailbox money. It's that exact concept of, you know, having money coming in monthly or regularly, quarterly at least, that's bringing you in actual cash. It's one thing to invest and invest for appreciation. You buy a stock investment, you're hoping it goes up. You buy a house that's not cash flowing and you're hoping the value goes up. But it's another thing to invest with passive income in mind of, I want to get to the point where I'm bringing in enough revenue that sustains my lifestyle to where when I'm done playing football or when I'm done doing whatever it is your profession is, your lifestyle doesn't have to change at all because you've been mindful of investing in a way that brings in the revenue that you're going to need. And, you know, I feel like that's the key. That's the real hack right there.
Hey, guys. So let me take a guess. You're enjoying the show. And if that's right, please make sure that you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast right now and tag me at SeanRAnthony_. I promise you this is going to help in amazing ways. And while you're at it, hit the 5-star rating and subscribe. With that being said, guys, let's get back to the show.
Hey, listen, bro, you gave a one hell of a soundbite, and I think the quote from here is, I need checks. Yo, I need you to put that on a shirt. I need you to put that on a hoodie. I think that's a powerful man, because a lot of people they get to a certain point in life and they just say, you know what, I'm gonna be okay. But you really do need money coming in. Why not real estate? Why can't that be the choice? You know, I think about, you know, growing up, you know, and you're, you know, somebody that grew up on the West Coast, you've seen so many different things. You know, how did you manage to stay out of trouble though, fam? Cause I can only imagine, you know, the many things that could have came to you, whether, you know, it was the women, whether it was, you know, the violence, or whether it was the environment or other people, bad friends. How did you stay out of that type of stuff?
I would say you got to be really clear with what you want your life to be and to look like and make decisions that are putting you in that direction. And to put it frank, I think that was a driving force for me since I was little. Like, I had aspirations of playing in the NFL. Of, I always wanted to be wealthy and have a good life. And every decision I made, I wanted to make sure it was in line with what I wanted my life to ultimately look like. So, you know, for me, even in college, I had a good time. I went out sometimes and have fun and all that. But for the most part, man, I graduated in 3 years. I got my master's degree in a year and a half because my mindset was, man, I'm getting a free education at USC, which is one of the most expensive universities in the country. I want to get as much schooling done as I can while it's free and make sure I never have to go back. So now I'm 30. I ain't got to go back to school. You know what I mean? I got my undergrad and master's degree. Y'all can miss me with, you know, saying I need another degree. I'm going right into, you know, whatever I want to do outside of sports once I'm done.
Man, that's real, man. You know, it's so dope hearing you say that, right? Because I think life comes down to really two things. You know, I think life comes down to, one, the decisions you make in life, right? You're either going to make the right decision, the wrong decision, but you choose the pathway. And the second thing I would say is that it's really about, what are you seeing? Like, what's in front of you? What are you looking at? Because when you see something, you know it's possible, right? We Think about what you saw growing up as a kid. You mentioned the very first thing you mentioned in this interview. Hey, I remember 1996 being on my dad's shoulders at the Super Bowl. You saw it at that age. And now look at what you're doing. You know? So if you're not getting anything from this interview, you heard it from Devon, right? Those decisions mean so much, but also that visual and seeing those things. When you think about your future though, right? We know about generational wealth. We know that's the path you're going down. We know real estate is something you're going down. What do you want your legacy to be? What do you want people to look back and say, I remember him for this?
Man, I want to be remembered for making an impact on people's lives and teaching financial literacy. I think that's the key in so many issues that's going on in this country, especially in minority communities. Being now, you know, in the top 1% of earners and all of those things, I've gotten into rooms and it's made me learn and realize things. And I don't think it's fair that everybody's not getting this same access and this same knowledge. But we live in a day and time where you can have that access. It's not just for the top elite, or you have to be, you know, a certain kind of person making a certain kind of money. There's knowledge and access to be had. You just got to go out and get it. And I want to be, you know, a bridge for as many people as possible to learn about the things that can put themselves in financial position to be successful. And reason why I came to that conclusion is so many people are scared to talk about finances, but I've realized whether you talk about it or not, it plays a factor in your life. So why do people act like you got physical health, mental health, spiritual health, you know, all these different aspects, but what about your financial health? Because that impacts your physical health. If you don't have financial health, you might not be going to the doctor as often because you can't afford it. So you don't want to hear about what's going on with your body because you can't afford it. So people are afraid to talk about your financial health and your financial well-being when it affects your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being as well.
Man, you talking good, man. And you know what I mean? I had to put the camera right back on you. Like, nah, he need to go on that one. You know, it's important, right? I believe right now, like you just said, you know, there are a lot of different things that happen in life where money is needed. You can't run away from it, right? But then how do you obtain it? How do you obtain it in a legal way? But how do you build it, fam? So it's great to hear that that's what you want your legacy to be, is that you want to kind of bridge the gap and do that. And I believe you're set up, fam, to make that happen. When you look back at your younger self, right, knowing what you know now, right, that knowing that, all right, I'm going to make it to the league. You know, I'm going to play for this team. I'm going to make it back home and still play for the league. What advice, though, would you give your younger self if you think about all the success you have today? Like, what would you tell a young Devon?
I would say, trust yourself. You know, there's times where I didn't believe and wasn't certain that I was doing the right things or on the right path. Like, I remember in college, there was guys where I felt like who was having more success than me on the football field, off the football field, what have you. And I'm like, dang, they going out. I don't think they studying as much as me. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. And I'm kind of like jealous, to keep it 100. And it made me kind of question, like, man, is all the sacrifices I'm making worth it? Yes, it's worth it. And, you know, I would have saved myself some heartache in high school, college, and even at points in the NFL is trust yourself. And then the second thing I would tell myself is, don't limit and be willing to adapt. I would say be willing to adapt. I feel like I've caused myself more grief, more heartache by being stubborn and thinking it has to be this way or I want it to look like this. And, you know, you got to be like water. You got to be willing to move, willing to adapt. Things are constantly changing. And, you know, everybody got to plan until they get hit in the mouth. And it's what you do after you get it hit in the mouth, and accepting and embracing that and not living in what you wanted it or thought it was going to be.
Oh man, listen, that's a bar, right? Be like war. I think Bruce Lee might have said that, and it just made me like, oh snap, I get it. You gotta adjust. You gotta go with the flow. Fabulous advice, man. I want to ask you a question, and we asked this question to, you know, everybody who has ever been on this podcast has asked themselves, you know, whether, you know, they're graduating or perhaps they didn't graduate with a degree at all, fam. They asked themselves the question of the show: school's over, now what? What advice would Devon Kennard give?
School's over, now what? I would say, man, fail fast and go try things. Figure out what you're passionate about and go chase it. You know, everybody always says chase your passions or pursue your passions. I believe you got to take it a step further and figure out how you're going to monetize your passion. So, because following your passion and monetizing your passion are not the same thing. There are people out there who follow their passion and they still struggle. They're still, you know, they're never making money from it. They're unhappy. But monetizing your passion is thinking about what you're good at and you're passionate about and figuring out a way how you can, you know, benefit from it financially. And you start looking at it that way and you see it more times than not. There's people doing it in every avenue. You got kids out here playing video games, making millions of dollars. What did they do? They followed their passion. They monetized their passion. I'm great at video games. I love playing video games. I'm going to get really good at it, and people are going to pay me to watch it. So I think we're at a special day in time where you can make money doing just about anything. So think about ways where you can monetize your passion. And, you know, if you do that, I think whether it's a side hustle because you need a day job or whether it's the main thing you're doing, I think you're going to find yourself being happier and you're creating other revenue streams if you have another job. And if it's your main thing, you're doing full time what you love. So, you know, that's what I would tell myself right out of school. And I think more people need to think that way. How can I monetize my passion?
Oh man, that's tough, right? You hear people say all the time, yo, go chase your dreams, go chase your dreams. But yo, what if your dreams ain't making no paper, then you broke, right? Yeah. Couldn't sum it up no better than that, fam. People right now, they want to know more about you. We know you play for the Arizona Cardinals right now, but they want to know more about you, where they can find you. Give us all your social media info and how we can stay in contact.
Yeah. First is my website, www.devonkennard. You can find me on all social media platforms at Devon Kennard. So give me a follow. I also have a YouTube channel and it's Devon Kennard. So pretty much any and everywhere, just type in my name, Devon Kennard, as well as I'm also going to be coming out with a book. I just finished the rough draft. It's going through editing. So keep a lookout for my book coming out next year. And, you know, I'm excited to share that with the world.
And congrats on the book, fam. And thank you for rocking with us. And for those of you that have been listening, always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.